Viewer discretion is advised.
And that's the intro.
Hello.
All right. You ready?
Now. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hello and welcome, everyone. My name is Cole.
And my name is Ben.
And we are the Stream Team.
Our goal is to help you navigate through the various streaming services out there to make the best use of your binge-watching time.
In this episode, we will once again be discussing Netflix. However, we will be discussing what Netflix has to offer in the film department. Netflix is great for streaming a wide variety of TV shows, but it also has a huge library of blockbuster films.
Today I'm going to be talking about what Netflix has to offer in the comedy and rom-com department. In my list of movies are Friday, Anger Management, Groundhog Day, Mean Girls, White Chicks, and Identity Thief. My three favorites are the latter three. All these movies have something in common. They all have a core character who's got something that they have to prove. Actually, every character in all of these movies has some kind of conflict that they have to overcome, and they have to prove themselves worthy.
You know what else they have in common?
They're all funny. There you go.
That's what I was going to say. Those three are great movies. I mean, who hasn't seen Mean Girls? Like, come on.
I mean, I don't know. Have you seen Mean Girls, Cole?
Of course I have. You can call it a chick flick if you want, and most people do. But it's hilarious.
Like, it's an so awesome funny. Movie. It's so funny. My sister and I are, like, the biggest fans. We were really upset when Netflix took it off temporarily, and then they brought it back.
Well, that's good.
I mean, it was Lindsay Lohan at her finest. You got Lizzie Kaplan. You got Rachel McAdams, who, okay, you know what? She deserved an Oscar, okay? Her high-pitched scream when she found out she was eating a weight-gaining bar
was the best scream. That was hilarious.
You can hear the dogs howling in the distance.
Oof.
Best scene ever. And that deserves an Oscar for, like, the best scream. I don't know.
That is pretty funny.
Next on the list is White Chicks. That's one of my favorite childhood movies. I remember watching it for the first time with my family when I was just a kid. Cole, have you watched it?
I have. Also, when I was younger. Pretty nostalgic film. It is so funny.
So White Chicks was how I got introduced to them. So they're real life brothers, but in the movie, they also play real life brothers in the film. They're FBI agents and they're on the prowl for criminals who have allegedly threatened the lives of some wealthy heiresses. So they have to go to the Hamptons, and to blend in with the, you know, the high society there, they go undercover as two female heiresses. And it's a bumbling comedy, and it's hilarious to watch them try and be serious FBI agents while dressed as women.
Great film. Now, what about Identity Thief? I think it has Melissa McCarthy, and I've heard about it, but I've never seen it.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie to you, it's an okay film, but there's one moment in the movie that really brought my attention to just how talented Melissa McCarthy is. Her character, she's a con artist. She is in trouble, and one of the people that she conned has found her in Florida, and he has apprehended her and is trying to get her to the police so he can get his life back together again because she stole his identity and completely screwed him over. And so as she's getting away in one scene, she sits down in a car alone in a parking lot and she like thinks about her decision. And then she starts crying because she saw a picture of the guy that she was trying to get away from, who was trying to apprehend her, saw pictures of him with his family and stuff. And she just bawled her eyes out. And I thought it was a really powerful moment because it's a comedy. And then there's just like this glimmer of drama. And it was from the most unlikely place. I mean, it's Melissa McCarthy. Okay,
yeah.
This is the same woman who was in Bridesmaids and was like the funniest character there.
Oh, she's been in a lot. She's hilarious.
Don't let her comedy chops fool you. She is a tremendous drama actress as well.
Well, now for my favorite comedy picks, I have Grown Ups with Adam Sandler, The Hangover, Step Brothers, and Kung Fu Panda. Now, Kung Fu Panda, you may think it's a weird choice to have on here, but I have watched these movies so many times. It is my favorite movie of all time. Judge me if you want. It's a guilty pleasure. It's Jack Black. It's just hilarious. Now, the first two are on Netflix, but the third one isn't. third one was still good, but I mean, the first two is all that really matters. The first one is all that really matters. Jack Black is hilarious. There's lots of kung fu action. You know, it's animated. I just think they're phenomenal movies. They make me laugh every time. And I think everybody has that one movie that you would watch multiple times in the same day. For me, that's Kung Fu Panda. It's just that good for some reason. I don't know why.
I agree.
Well, thank you. I just think it's an underrated, fantastic film series. And who doesn't love Jack Black? Jack Black is a big Kung Fu Panda? Like, come on! One of my other favorites, Step Brothers, Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. They are an incredible duo. Their banter, their back and forth, it's so hilarious. Step Brothers is one of the funniest movies that I've ever seen, but it's also so smart. And you may be thinking, am I smart for saying that it's smart? No, not really. But just the fact that the premise of the film is one single mother and one single father, and they both have middle-aged children living in their home. They get married. The two middle-aged children are forced to live together as stepbrothers. What makes this so funny on another level is that these two, they're like in their 30s, 40s. They're not kids, but the way they act, the things that they say and do, like you think that they're kids. It's so funny. Like, oh my God, I can't. This movie is just so good. I cannot talk about it enough. And then we have Grown Ups, which personally is my favorite Adam Sandler movie, at least on Netflix. I just kind of want to talk about the fact that Netflix kind of has every single Adam Sandler movie. I don't think, okay, it doesn't have every single one, but it has an insane amount of them. They have Netflix original ones, like the one with him and Rachel from Friends. I can't remember her name.
Jennifer Aniston.
There it is. And they were in a murder mystery movie, which was hilarious. It was so good. I just think Adam Sandler movies, not all of them are amazing, but
Jack and Jill was probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Oh, we don't have to talk about that.
I haven't even seen it. That's how bad it is.
I have, and yes, it is terrible. I think that's about it for the comedies. Ben, do you want to take us on to the dramas?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. On my first list, we got Catch Me If You Can. Actually, Cole added this one to the list, and it's something that I wanted to talk about because it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
It is also one of my favorite movies of all time because it's just great.
It's so good. You got Steven Spielberg directing, Leonardo DiCaprio, Christopher Walken. You got all these amazing supporting characters. You got a young Amy Adams. You have Martin Sheen.
Did you mention the guy from Forrest Gump already?
You got Tom Hanks.
There it
oh
is.
My God.
There it is.
How did I forget Tom Hanks? Is he not the primary character in there?
Yeah,
so just a great ensemble cast, amazing storytelling. The music really was the deal breaker, I think. That was the part that made this movie what it is today. Inglourious Basterds is next on my list. It will be something that I will be focusing in depth on as well. Inglourious Basterds is written and directed by Quentin Tarantino, and it stars Brad Pitt, Christoph Waltz, Diane Kruger. Have you watched Inglourious Basterds? It's a great film.
I have not. I have never heard of it.
You are missing out, bud. Yeah, it's a really great film. I think you'd really enjoy it. It's very brutal. It's very violent. It takes place in Nazi Germany, and it's a small group of American / European rebel fighters who are called the Bastards, and they kill Nazi German commanders and soldiers that they encounter. So they're kind of a defiant rebel force to be reckoned with. It's a great film. It's essentially what would happen in an alternate history. You know, if Hitler had died, spoiler alert, they shoot him to pieces in a movie theater in France in the film. If you didn't watch it yet, I just ruined it for you. And I don't care. Next on my list is Titanic. Great movie from 1997. You got James Cameron, same guy who made Avatar. Titanic, great film. I've watched it a million times as a kid. Pulp Fiction, Samuel L. Jackson, John Travolta. Another Quentin Tarantino film, by the way. Fantastic movie from 1994. The Imitation Game, amazing acting from Benedict Cumberbatch. The Godfather Trilogy, first movie took place in 1972. You got Al Pacino and Marlon Brando, Diane Keaton. Great filmmaking for its time. Was one of the most successful. It was one of the highest grossing films of all time at the time. The first Godfather movie.
I haven't seen it, but I've still heard of it. So
it's so good.
Very popular.
There is a scene with a horse.
Is it the one with the horse in the guy's bed or whatever? Like,
yes, sir.
Okay. I haven't actually seen that, but I've seen The Simpsons adaptation of that. The stuffed horse head in the kid's bed. It's funny.
Then we have Zodiac with Robert Downey Jr. and Jake Gyllenhaal. Awesome movie if you like crime, thriller, mysteries, cold cases, things like that. Then we have Enola Holmes. It's a newer film with a very young cast of fresh 16, 17-year-old British actors. They're all so adorable. They all are amazing actors as well. Great storyline. I would highly recommend Enola Holmes. That's a Netflix original as well. And off to action-adventure shows. Cole?
So as we can see, dramas had quite the catalog of good films there, but I would actually argue that the action adventures for Netflix are even better. There is so many good films. First of all, they did have all the Marvel movies. However, those are migrating to Disney Plus now, I believe. But they still have Venom. Venom had Tom Hardy. It was a really good film. Lots of action. Anyways, action adventures. You got Venom. You got a bunch of Marvel movies, though some are moving away. They still have Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It was actually animated, and it follows Miles Morales. He's the black suit Spider-Man. And he's got like cool invisibility powers and stuff like that. It's a really awesome film. Pacific Rim 1 and 2 are on there. The second one has John Boyega from Star Wars. I think he's awesome. And the film was pretty good too. The Gentleman, I don't know if it was a Netflix original, but it did come out very, it was a very recent film and it was good. But as far as Netflix originals go, Six Underground, a film starring Ryan Reynolds and a really awesome crew of kick-ass people. It was a Netflix original, and there's been some controversial reviews on it. Like, some either say it's really good or it's really bad. I'm kind of in the middle. I think it was a really good film, but I think this just opens the door for Netflix to keep on with its originals because they just keep making good movies. Hitman's Bodyguard, another good film, and The Dark Knight.
Amazing performance by Heath Ledger. Okay, can I just give a shout out to Heath Ledger? I know he's long gone. He's an inspiration to, I think, many actors and would-be filmmakers.
He did get an Oscar.
And I think he totally deserved it. Some people say it was because he had died. And I'm like, no, man, he deserved it. I didn't even know that was Heath Ledger until I heard his name. I was like, is that the guy from 10 Things I Hate About You?
Now for my favorite action-adventure series that is on Netflix, John Wick. Hands down. They have the first and the second. I don't believe they have the third one on there yet. But, oh my god, John Wick is just
an amazing... I love Keanu Reeves.
Who doesn't? Keanu Reeves is so good.
You have to have no soul to not like Keanu Reeves, okay?
Exactly. John Wick, Keanu Reeves, the plot of the film is basically, you know, John Wick's this dude, he's ex-mafia, he's kind of insane, he's an industry legend known as the Baba Yaga, but he's in retirement, so he's peaceful. And then these Russian dudes come into his house, break his face, and kill his dog. So what does John Wick do in response? Does he call the police? Does he file a report, complaint, something like that? No. He murders everyone. The whole mafia is trying to kill him. I think there's some YouTube videos where it shows like the body count of the films. I think it's in the thousands. Insane. The gunplay is insane. The settings in which, like, there's one fight where he's chasing the dude in the nightclub or something like that. Oh my god. And the things are so brutal. He kills someone with a pencil.
Didn't the Joker do that in The Dark Knight?
Oh yeah, he did. What do good movies have in common? Killing people with a pencil. Anyways, John Wick, fantastic series. If you haven't watched it, definitely watch it. You love action, it's got everything. And then there's IP Man, which is like John Wick, except without a gun. Amazing movies. I watched them subtitled, but I believe they do have English in the newer ones. Based on a true story. Like, IP Man was an actual person who exists, and he's just a martial arts legend. The stuff he does in the movies, oh, it's insane. It's crazy. It's in a war-torn village, and he's poor, you know, like, he's trying to provide for his family. And then the German commander in their village, he loves seeing fighting. So he pays some of the local villagers to fight his men. And then IP Man goes in there and beats the shit out of everyone. Oh my god. Oh my god, it's so brutal and violent. He takes on 8 people at once, barehanded. And, you know, that's pretty much it for the action. There's just a huge variety. Next, on to the anime movies, which Netflix has a surprising amount of. They have Spirited Away and a multitude of Studio Ghibli films, which are very popular. I've only seen a couple of them myself, but they are masterful. They're amazing movies, critically acclaimed. Everybody loves them. Ponyo, they have Howl's Moving Castle, which was based on the book. Great, great movies. They have Naruto movies based on the anime. They have a bunch of them. There's like at least 10, I want to say, and they're all pretty good. They have one of the Seven Deadly Sins movie, which is a Netflix original anime that they made a movie for, and the movie was pretty good. And they also have the My Hero Academia movie. That movie was phenomenal. A second one recently came out, and I just really hope it gets added to Netflix soon because I want to watch it. If it's anything like the first one, it's going to be amazing. So if you like My Hero Academia, definitely go check out the movie. And now Batman Ninja. This is a weird one. It's kind of like Batman's an anime movie? Yep. Okay. And it's awesome. You've probably never seen this, Ben, but I kind of want to show it to you because it's just, I feel like even people who don't like anime would like Batman Ninja. It's essentially Batman, and it takes place back in like 1400s, and all these Batman villains have their own empires, and Batman has to take them all on with shuriken and awesome gadgets. So like it stays true to the Batman style, except, you know, he's a ninja. He's got some new tools. He's got, you know, Robin. He's a pretty cool ninja, but it's just a really cool film. If you like Batman, even if you don't like anime, you should give it a try because it's really cool. And now on to the more disappointing section. We got Death Note, Bleach, and Full Metal Alchemist. You may be thinking, hey, what's wrong with those? Those are great animes. You're right. They're great animes. They're not great live action films, however. No, they're really bad. I can't remember if they're all Netflix original, but Netflix has been trying to take the anime and making them live action. They did a really poor job on it, and they're just not good films. Death Note, I heard some people were saying it's good, and it's definitely the best of the three that I mentioned, but it's still just bad. Next up is you, Ben.
Thank you very much. Under the Influence shows, that is my department. I specialize in that. Me, nobody else. You hear? First on my list is Florence Foster Jenkins. Now, it's not good, but it has good actors in it. And if you're getting baked, it's pretty hilarious to watch.
So bad that it's good.
So bad that it's good. Then you got School of Rock, and I mean, any Jack Black movie on dope is fantastic. You got Superbad, which is another amazing comedy. And Pineapple Express. I think modern day stoner culture would not exist without this film.
Yeah, Pineapple Express is just, it's hilarious. It's all about that stoner culture that you mentioned. And I myself am not a big stoner, but it's still just a hilarious movie.
And off to miscellaneous. We're both going to be talking about this.
Yeah, there's a lot of good miscellaneous films that don't fit under our categories. Like, Netflix has everything. They have horror films, you know, they have animated stuff, they have other categories that we didn't talk about. But from our favorites, one of them is Chef, starring Jon Favreau. And I love Jon Favreau as a director and an actor. He's great as both. Great film. The Blind Side, which is just a heartfelt, you know, it's a warming movie. I think it's Sandy B. I don't much care for her.
Excuse me?
Exactly.
Bro, she's popular, amazing. Opinion. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm not crazy about her, but she was good.
Bro, she's
movie.
Awesome. She's so quirky and spunky, and she's so hilarious. She's got amazing comedic chops, and her acting skills are top tier. She deserved that Oscar.
I don't know. I'm not that crazy about her, but it was a good movie, and she was good in it. They just have a lot of animated films, lots of DreamWorks productions. They got like Rango, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. They have a lot of good animated films like Rango, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and How to Train Your Dragon. A bunch of DreamWorks films, kid friendly too, but also entertaining for adults. Like How to Train Your Dragon is just an awesome film. The first and the second one. I believe there's also a third one, but I don't know if Netflix has that. And then there's Inception. Oh my god, that movie.
That movie took a couple of times to watch just to wrap your head around and try and understand it.
I still don't get it.
I get it.
No, you don't. You have no idea.
I get it.
Nobody understands that movie, and that's why it's beautiful. What about the ending, huh? What about the ending?
What about the ending? He went back.
Did he? Did he go back?
Yo, it stopped spinning eventually.
No, it didn't. We don't know that. We don't know.
Well, that's the fun of it.
Exactly. There you go. It's a mind-blowing movie.
I think he went back. I think it was all in their heads. I think all that chemical shit on that really long flight probably felt like 5 years.
I still think he's under, in my personal opinion. But
you think, like, forever?
Yeah. It's crazy. You know how time doesn't really work the same there, you know? Who knows? And then also there's The Big Short.
The Big Short is my favorite economic/financial movies, and those are hard to come by because it's not a sexy topic. It's not an action film. It's not really an under the influence film. It's not an anime. It doesn't really fall under any of the categories. The closest it would be under a drama, but it's not Titanic level drama. There's no one's really crying here. Maybe there might be a little bit, like Steve Carell cries in it. I know it's hard to believe.
Oh, Steve Carell's in it?
Yeah, Steve Carell is the main character. Oh. Good movie. You know, you should just watch it. Just watch it. It discusses the 2008 financial crisis in depth, and it highlights the hedge fund industry and the very few people who predicted that housing crisis and the ensuing economic collapse of the world economy. So The Big Short, very good movie. It basically highlights the contrarian thinking at the time from a few of these characters that they were chronicling in the movie. And Steve Carell and Christian Bale's in it. Ryan Gosling's there. It's a good movie.
That's it for our miscellaneous section. Now onto the ratings. Much like our previous episode, it's Netflix, all right? They're great. They have everything. For comedies, we give it a 9 out of 10. A wide variety. All funny. It's some film on Netflix will pique your humor.
Next up, we got Action Adventure. Cole, you gave this a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, no question in my mind. From the Netflix originals to the older movies on there to the current films, just so many good films. You got your Marvels, you got your Godzilla, you got your John Wick IP, man. Like, oh, it's just an insane variety, and unlike the TV shows, I think these are all accessible and really popular. If you want to watch an action adventure film on Netflix, it's there for you.
Drama films got a 9.5 out of 10 because it's near damn perfect. It's the closest to perfect drama films any streamer could ever get. So 9 out of 10 for drama.
And then anime, 8 out of 10. The live action ones were just an atrocity, but the ones that were actually anime, you know, they were good. They're good. And Studio Ghibli, also really good.
Under the Influence received a 9 out of 10. Yeah, they have just so many stoner culture films. Great movies there. So 9 out of 10, just for the variety and the quality of the movies that they have.
And then for Miscellaneous, also a 9 out of 10. From animated to films about food to Inception to The Big Short, it's got a lot. It really does, you know?
I think we pick the best things to watch. We have very similar tastes, I've noticed.
Well, we're similar in some areas, but we do also have, like, I don't know what the hell Big Short is about, and that's why it's good for MISC. One thing that we didn't cover is horror movies, but there is tons of those. We may need to get a horror movie expert in here eventually.
Ooh, that sounds exciting. Yes, I'm down for that.
For recommendation, just like last episode, getting Netflix is a no-brainer. For the tiny sliver of the population who don't have Netflix, just get it. It's worth it. I think we all know this.
And I think Netflix will only get better as time goes on as they continue investing in their original series.
Yeah, like it's going to lose some of the old stuff, but they're going to gain lots of good new stuff.
Next episode, we will be talking about Amazon Prime.
That's right. We'll be going into all the shows and the movies on that service. And there's a lot of good ones on there too, so.
Oh yeah, so stay tuned.
That's about everything for today. I'm Cole.
And I'm Ben.
And this has been The Stream. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, y'all.